This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
The first thing I turn on when I wake up.
The best.
On Mix 94.1.
We're calling an audible here. So I definitely want to get to this story about how an innocent post of a water heater turned into a ridiculous Facebook fight. We'll talk about that in a second. But we're just sitting here off the air talking, and all of a sudden our hotline rings. And I can't believe who's on the hotline right now. You guys may have seen this story in the last week about a guy that lives here in Las Vegas named Kevin Ford. He went viral on social media. And the reason why is pretty cool. He has dedicated 27 years of his life to working at Burger King inside the airport. He has never missed a day of work. And after that 27 years, a video was posted of him receiving a gift bag from one of his coworkers. And it was like a movie ticket and some candies and stuff. But it went viral because a lot of people were like, wait a second, that's all you got for 27 years? And he was so excited about it and so grateful. And it was from a coworker, but a lot of people thought, wait a second, shouldn't Burger King have done something more? His daughter started a GoFundMe page, and it is raised, I believe it's more than $220,000 right now. I saw him on the Today Show yesterday, and I was in tears, and he is on our phone right now. Kevin Ford, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. First of all, are you still in New York, or are you back in Las Vegas now?
I got back about 7:30 yesterday, and I took my clothes out of my car because I work. My car's parked there, and I got dressed and I went to work.
Oh, of course you did.
Because you don't ever miss work, so you did not miss work yesterday. You just worked after your Today Show appearance.
Yeah, I was sleepy and tired and jet lagged, but I guess that's the only thing that proves to me that I'm not a robot. So.
Do people recognize you after you came back from the Today Show and did your shift? Were you getting recognized?
Only by my coworker.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, I mean, what an inspirational story. And look at you. I was telling the guys here on the show, I was like, I'm sure I've been there when you've been there before, because my daughter will only eat at Burger King at the airport. That's the only place she will eat. And just to know that you've been there every day. I mean, like you said, you're not a robot, but what's your inspiration? What you get up every day and you've never called in sick. What inspires you?
I guess it's Nevada Power. I got to pay these bills. No. It's just having to pay bills and wanting to eat.
I get that.
Kids keep wanting to eat, so that's my inspiration.
What was this whole process like? When did you realize that you've gone viral and things are starting to take off? Walk us through that process.
And they encourage us to do these shout-outs and stuff, but we was off the clock, had a little bit of time. So people keep saying it's a coworker, but it wasn't. It was management. Got together. A week before that, they gave me a piece of cake because nobody knew it was my 27th year anniversary, and I was joking with somebody. I guess I was washing dishes or something, and I was like, is this what I have to do for my 27th year? And they were like, this is your anniversary today? So the managers, who I love, got together and went next door to, I think it was Jose Cuervo. They own all these different themes up there, and they got me a chocolate cake. I took pictures of it. I loved that. And then, like, a week later, another couple managers came in. They said, in honor of your 27th year anniversary, we want to give you this. Yeah, it wasn't like, a coworker. It was, you know, management got together and put that together for me. You know, I love my job. I love Burger King. I love who I work for. And I loved everything in it. I got that cup right here. I'm using it right now.
Yeah, you were not looking at it like, you know, wow. You're truly grateful for that. And that's one thing that I saw when you were on the Today Show. Your grandson said if there's one thing he's learned from you, it's don't be greedy. And I just thought, wow, that's, you know, what a lesson. But your daughter said, hey, he deserves something more. So she starts this GoFundMe and it just exploded, right?
Yeah, I didn't know she did anything like that. I didn't know. Somebody called me and said my video that I posted was going viral. And before I left the house, it had like 400,000 views. By the time I got to the airport, that long drive, you know that drive. I got to the airport, it was at a million something. And I was blown away. And then later, either her or somebody else told me she had started a GoFundMe for me. And I just, I got to tell everybody, I've been crying for a week straight. I just cannot believe all the love I'm receiving. Even just people just watching the video is all I want. But, I'm just happy that it makes other people happy. If they want to, you know, contribute to me, you know, that's fine. I put something up for my grandkids' college or something. I don't know.
Oh,
so humble. How was it going to the Today Show? You get that call and you fly out there. I mean, how has that experience been on national television? Now, you're known across the country, possibly worldwide now.
Yeah, I'm beyond cloud nine. I don't know what's going on. I was in New York for the first time out there, and they shuffling me backstairs, putting mics on me, and we met Steve Carell, who's like the perfect human, and he's just the nicest person in the world, and it's just I can't believe any of this. You couldn't write a script like this. Nobody would put it on. They said nobody would ever believe that. So I just cannot believe all the love I'm receiving. It's absolutely mind-boggling and wonderful.
Well, we are just in awe of you and your, not just your work ethic, but your humility and your kindness.
Thank you.
What an amazing story. And I have a feeling Burger King's going to get a lot busier with people wanting to come by and see you. Have you heard from like Burger King corporate? Have they reached out to you at all?
No, I think they made a statement. And I don't want nobody trashing Burger King. Burger King's a wonderful company.
Yes.
You know, but no. They haven't said anything. I think Hope said that they love me and that I'm a great employee. But, you know, I'm just being thankful for stuff. I'm not trying to throw shade on nobody. I believe you me, I just want to spread the love. That's all I was doing. I was just saying thanks for what I got. And I think I gave those pins away to the coworkers. I, you know, gave the candy away. I might have ate some of those lifesavers.
Really quick, the one item you have to order if you go to Burger King, the one thing that is just too good to pass up.
It has to be the Double Whopper.
Double Whopper.
It's classic, you know.
I want the Kevin Ford Double Whopper. That's what I'm going to ask for. Can I get the Kevin Ford special, please? Kevin, we're going to say hi next time we're at the airport. And thank you for being such an inspiration and for a great story. Looking at the GoFundMe, it's at over $246,000. So
well deserved.
Yes,
well, well deserved.
Wow, bananas. This is bananas. I can't believe it.
Thank you, Kevin, so much. I just got a text from a friend of mine and says, I am going to Burger King for lunch today just because of Kevin. So everyone, stop by Burger King.
I think if you're out here flying today, in the next couple of days, yeah, swing by Burger King at the airport. He has seen all of us at some point. He's 27 years.
Yeah.
Who has not been in that Burger King right there? He's seen all of us.
And even if you can't go to the one in the airport, just stop by Burger King and just be like, hey, I'm here because of Kevin. Kevin sent me.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.